Angry, upset, fed up, and shocked were some of the words people at the rally used to express their feelings after seeing the video. Police on bicycles nearby kept their distance as the protesters formed a large circle around a heart drawn in pink chalk with candles and shrubbery outlining it, and Anquarius Franklin's name written in large letters in the center.
It is absolutely horrible. He should have walked away alive from that. CMPD always talks about their de-escalation tactics. They definitely were not used in that case.
That's activist Cass Otley. She and many others in the crowd felt the officer was too aggressive and quick to shoot Franklin. Tim Emery and Kirsten Huntley, who are white, and Minister Sean Richardson, who is black, say Franklin's shooting is a scene that has played out in Charlotte too many times.
My reaction was that the police officers were unnecessarily aggressive and didn't make any effort to resolve the situation peacefully. They chose expediency, which resulted in killing someone that probably didn't need to be killed.
I'm here today because this is just, it's too much, and I can't believe it's happened again in our city. I don't know, it seems to me that if you're afraid of black people, you shouldn't be a cop.
I'm just tired of the same thing. You know, it's like it repeats itself. We always revisit the same exact thing. And we're no different from 2016 with the death of Keith Lamont Scott than we are today. Nothing has changed.
Richardson is referring to the fatal shooting of Keith Scott in an apartment parking lot by a CMPD officer. No charges were filed, although a Citizens Review Board split 4-4 on whether CMPD Police Chief Kerr Putney was correct in determining the shooting was justified. Local NAACP President Corinne Mack says she believes Franklin was following the officer's orders to drop his gun when he was shot. She wants the officer held accountable.
I want to see her charged by CMPD. I want to see justice, because tomorrow can be any one of us standing out here right now. And so I'm hoping that Daquarius Franklin's life that was stolen by that officer is never forgotten. Because of him, I think that we have an opportunity to unify in ways that we have not unified before.
That sentiment was echoed by other speakers at the rally who said the city has to come together to bring about true change in law enforcement, although most were not optimistic it will happen anytime soon. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.